Awesome. So, like, could you give me some examples of that? I know you sort of did, like, some more, I guess, precise examples.
Sure. So if your interest, let's take exercise for example. If you are still a victim of the calorie myths, because we're all victims of the calorie myths, like I was a trainer and I was taught the calorie myths, right? That's just what we're taught. If you are a victim of the calorie myths, you will absolutely think it's healthy to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go jog on pavement for 2 hours because you will burn more calories having done that. However, that will do such destructive things to your hormone levels that it will actually break your biology, and that which is healthy from a caloric perspective is actually horrendously destructive from a hormonal, which is actually what matters, perspective. So you can see how you can quickly get screwed up. Or let's do another very simple example. If you have to choose between eating an avocado and a 100-calorie Oreo snack pack, if you believe the calorie myths, which one should you eat? The 100-calorie Oreo snack pack. So these things are so nefarious because if you believe the calorie myths, which is what we've all been taught, you can do things which in that model are correct, but the model itself is broken. For example, the fat phobia. This is the most insidious one of all. People want to avoid fat, natural fats. People think like macadamias and cocoa and coconut and avocado and high quality meats and fish and eggs somehow need to be avoided in favor of puffed rice cakes and nutritionless grains because they're higher in calories, but that ignores the actual way your body works, which is if you eat a 100-calorie snack pack and your body is not going to feel satisfied until you eat 1,000 calories, like it doesn't matter that you ate a 100-calorie snack pack. You're going to be hungry and tired and feel like crap until you eat another 1,900 calories. So the whole model of like the only way you can become healthy and fit long term is by manipulating the quality of calories you eat, because the quantity of calories you need to not be hungry is dictated by your brain. But we've been led to believe that like we can forcefully override that. And Josh, that's like saying, just go to the bathroom less. Like, what's wrong with you? Just stop going to the bathroom. Like, you can't live your life hungry.
So we're basically fighting our own physiology.
Exactly. And that we know that's going to fail, right? Like, you can't spend your conscious energy and willpower on that, because otherwise you would not be able to do anything else. Just like if you had to beat your heart or blink your eyes or regulate like breaths in and breaths out, our body, like that's what our brain is for. Our hypothalamus is actually created to do those things for us, like it does for every other mammal on the planet. I mean, this isn't like crazy talk. Like, how did we have an obesity rate that was sub 3% prior to anyone knowing what a calorie was, let alone count them? It
Oh, I
wasn't because we
understand.
were more active, because actually we weren't, if you look at the data.
Okay, that's awesome. I agree with you 100% on that. That's very interesting. So what is like, I've realized when somebody reads this book and we're done reading the book, what do you want one thing at least that person takes away from your book? I mean, I realize it's so dense, but like what is, you want a mindset change?
Absolutely. And that mindset change is very, very simple. Quality over quantity. It's about like the calorie myths are all rooted in quantity, right? How much did you eat? How much did you exercise? What we need to do is think about quality. What did you eat and what did you do for exercise? Because once we take care of quality, the body will take care of quantity for us.
Awesome. Wow, yeah, I really enjoyed this interview so far. I just have a couple more questions. I know you're a busy guy. What did you have any last advice for people that will be reading your book or anything like that before we go?
Yeah, so, I mean, the number one question I would suspect your readers have when they hear, like, oh, quality is, well, what is high quality?
Yeah.
and how do I do that? So let's spend a little bit of time on that. So obviously,
okay.
I can get a lot more information on this in the book, but the way we determine the quality of a calorie is by looking at the four factors that researchers have proven determine the quality of a calorie, and that's satiety, aggression, nutrition, and efficiency. We abbreviate that using the acronym SANE, and we tell people that they want to eat more sane food. In fact, they want to eat so much sane food that they're too full for insane food. And sane foods are very easy to identify. Like, we want you to sanitize or sanitize your diet. These foods are high in water, they're high in fiber, and they're high in protein. So in terms of what you should be eating in terms of volume, so every time you eat as much as possible, like, this is a guideline, and it's up to each individual how far they want to take it, but half your plate should be non-starchy vegetables. So these are vegetables you could eat raw. You don't have to eat them raw, but you could eat them raw. Like, you can't eat corn raw. You can't eat a potato raw. You can eat leafy greens raw, tomatoes, cucumbers, mushrooms, bell peppers, asparagus, broccoli, onions, vegetables you could eat raw, non-starchy vegetables, half your plate. 30 your plate should be nutrient-dense proteins. These are things like non-toxic seafood. Really, anything that comes from the ocean, as long as it hasn't been poisoned, is good eaten. And then high-quality meats, such as grass-fed beef, humanely raised chickens, humanely raised non-toxic pork, things like that. The remainder of your plate should be low fructose fruits. So these are fruits that contain the most of what you need, vitamins, minerals, photochemicals, and the least of what you don't, sugar, especially fructose. These fruits are berries, strawberries, blackberries, raspberries, blueberries, etc., and citrus fruits, lemon, limes, oranges, grapefruits, as well as whole food fats. Whole food fats should probably make up the majority of your caloric load. They're still going to be a relatively small portion of your plate because they are calorically dense, but whole food fats. So I want you eating the whole food, so the whole avocado, the whole macadamia nut, cocoa, coconut, flax seeds, chia seeds, eggs. Like, an egg is 64% fat by weight. An egg is a great source of fat. So whole food, fiber-rich, nutritionally dense fats, as well as low fructose fruits, are filling up the balance of your plate. So in order of volume, non-starchy vegetables, then nutrient-dense proteins, then whole food fats and low fructose fruits. Eat as much of those as you want, in that order, whenever you want, so that you're too full for starches and sweets, and you will heal your body, and it will naturally pursue slimness and naturally avoid disease, like it has for every other person who's ever lived in any generation prior to the previous three, because all of the problems we're experiencing right now did not exist when people just ate things they could find directly in nature, which is essentially the list I just gave you.
Awesome. Where can you be reached at if anybody reading this interview has any questions for you, or maybe where they can find the book at?
They should definitely go, but they should sign up. We have a free 28-day program as well as free daily tips that we send to people, which is amazingly helpful. And then they'll also see that we have a free support group they can sign up for if they go to smarterscienceofslim.com. And that's just a wonderful community. Everyone's really supportive. People can post their questions there. But even more importantly, we have over 1 million words of free online help content. So if people just go to Google and type in, like, Smarter Science of Slim or calorie myth and then their question, chances are it's already answered.
Awesome. That is great. That's good stuff. I really appreciate you doing this for me too, Jonathan. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, brother. Have a good one, okay?
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.